This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Enough, enough, enough.
The president says it's an epidemic.
And it's an international embarrassment.
Before a Rose Garden crowd, including relatives of those killed in the Sandy Hook and Parkland school shootings, he announced a half dozen executive actions, including tightening regulations on homemade ghost guns. But they fall far short of the sweeping gun control agenda he campaigned on. The president's urging Congress to move on background checks and other legislation.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
Though the measures face slim prospects amid near-unified Senate GOP opposition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
A new law, which takes effect July 1st, allows adults 21 and older and military members between 18 and 20 to carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions, and it does not apply to long guns. Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their Second Amendment rights." The Republican is up for re-election in 2022. I'm Ben Thomas.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to 744,000. Even as more people are vaccinated against COVID-19, consumers gain confidence, and the government distributes aid throughout the economy. This is VOA News. Australia and the Philippines limited use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday, while the African Union dropped plans to buy the shot. We get more from Reuters' Eimear McCarthy.
The Philippines suspended the use of AstraZeneca shots for people below 60 after Europe's regulator said on Wednesday it found rare cases of blood clots among some adult recipients, although the vaccine's advantages still outweighed its risks. Australia recommended those under 50 get Pfizer's candidate in preference to AstraZeneca's. The African Union says it is now exploring options with Johnson & Johnson, having dropped plans to buy AstraZeneca's vaccine from India's Serum Institute. AstraZeneca's vaccine is by far the cheapest and most high-volume launched so far, and has none of the extreme refrigeration requirements of some other COVID-19 vaccines, making it likely to be the mainstay of many vaccination programs in the developing world.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. New Zealand on Thursday temporarily suspended entry for all travelers from India, including its own citizens, for about 2 weeks following a high number of positive coronavirus cases arriving from the South Asian country. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the ban Thursday, which will apply to anyone who has been in India over the past 2 weeks. The first time such a ban will include New Zealanders as well.
This will take effect from 4 p.m. on the 11th of April, this Sunday. That allows us time to draft the legal orders that will be required. This temporary suspension will remain in place till the 28th of April.
India has reported nearly 13 million cases of COVID-19, the third highest tally in the world after the United States and Brazil.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. At the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, a medical expert testified that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen while he was being pinned down by Chauvin and three other officers. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Dr. Martin Tobin is a lung and critical care specialist from Chicago.
What we're really talking about is a low level of oxygen.
Tobin told the jury that George Floyd's breathing was severely constricted.
He has the handcuffs in place combined with the street, and then that he has a knee on his neck, and then that he has a knee on his back.
Tobin testified that Chauvin kept his knee on Floyd's neck even after he had stopped breathing.
The knee remains on the neck for another 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
Tobin rejected the defense theory that Floyd's drug use and underlying health problems were what killed him. Audio of the trial was provided by Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.